Kam backstage at the Corn Exchange in Cambridge with Ricky and Simon from Kaiser Chiefs. Evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Thanks for having a chat with us tonight. Just taking a quiet moment. You're coming up to the end of a UK tour, which I was told was in support of your Greatest Hits album, which that came out ages ago. That was last June.
Was it last June? Yeah, well, we never got to tour the UK with it, so we've got around to it now. It's good. I suppose we've got the backdrop with the artwork on, mm-hmm. so we're playing all the hits, so in respect to that, yeah. And then after we've finished this, we'll crack on and write some more hits.
So, I mean, you're nearly done. The date that's going to interest our listeners, of course, is Brixton Academy. It's Friday, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why. I thought the Cambridge gig is pretty exciting.
We're kind of on the cusp of London where we are. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's all good. It's the last gig of the tour. It's nice. We've played there a lot of times.
Someone told us we played this since that. Either we've played it 11 or this is our 11th time of headlining it. I remember we spotted Franz Ferdinand there in December 2004.
You remember
that?
We
were like on first. We were like going like, wow, this is amazing. If we ever headlined this place, that would be amazing. And then we did.
11 times. Right. That is quite impressive.
And you still enjoy it each time you go back?
Of course. We even have a special dance move that we do.
Yeah.
Called the Brixton. We only ever pull out at Brixton Academy.
Oh, good. We look forward to that.
You won't see it. It's backstage.
Secret.
Secret. All I don't see is a secret.
Last summer, you said that the band started writing a new album. How's that going? Has that been sort of a bit stop-start because of the touring?
If we said that last summer, we were lying through our teeth. We hadn't started anything last summer. But since then, we have. And, yeah, we're writing at the moment. We're writing in sound checks. We're writing at home. We're writing on the bus. We're writing everywhere. And it's a lot of fun. We feel like we've got a collaborative spirit going, and it's great, and we're excited about releasing stuff. I'm excited about hearing it.
How's the departure of Nick Hodgson affected the whole writing and touring process? I mean, obviously it's a big loss, but are you coping through it all?
Coping, yes, very much so. He's our pal, so it's a shame that he's not here, but this tour, it wasn't intentional really, but it's really come at a good time because Nick obviously wanted to leave. And we were sort of auditioned VJ, and there's nothing like getting on the road to see if someone can actually do it, you know what I mean, if it's going to make a big difference. And so this tour just came at a really good time, and he's been really good, and the reaction has been great. I always imagined that, you know, on the whole, people would think it was no different, or it was great, or whatever. Mm. But I'm really impressed with, like, sort of diehard fans. They're the ones you got to worry about, like, getting upset. But they're all cool, they all... saying it's sounding better than ever, so it's all positive. Really.
Well, that's good, because VJ toured with you last year, wasn't Club Smith?
He was in one of the support bands, yes.
Yeah, because I think I saw you in Southend or Westcliff or something
that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Another great big room somewhere. And you've been rehearsing at the Real World Studios in Bath?
Yeah, we just went there to do some writing. Obviously, with Nick leaving, I think we all thought it would be a good idea to go somewhere totally new and different. We've done a lot of songwriting in Leeds or in London sometimes, but never, we thought it'd be a good idea to just go away. The four of us, you know, a bit of team bonding or something like that. Yeah. But so we went to Bath to a rehearsal room there.
Did you see Peter Gabriel?
Yes.
Did we? I didn't see him.
We didn't see a sledgehammer.
Yeah. I didn't see him. I didn't see Pepe.
Yeah, I knew someone who rehearsed down there and said that Peter Gabriel made him breakfast, whether it was true or not. So I always imagine he's there in a big chef's hat.
I think Maggie would have been responsible for making breakfast. Unless Maggie was Peter.
We saw someone thought it was Peter Gabriel, but it turned out to be Steve Osborne. Someone else entirely. So
now you're playing all your hits tonight. How many new songs are you road testing at the moment? I've already seen one of them on YouTube. Is it You've Got the Nerve?
Yes. Yeah.
Sounding very good.
That's out there, yeah.
Playing that. We're playing one called Living in the Ground. We do one called Saying Goodbye. It's hard to keep track because juggling them in your head is quite difficult. Because we're doing stuff in soundcheck and lots to work on.
It's exciting. Always exciting for us to play new stuff, I think. And I think it's a little bit like when we did the second album. Sort of, if we had some songs, we just stuck them in the set and see how it went, you know what I mean? And I think also it helps for keeping it upbeat, you know, because I think when you play a new song live and it's slow, it's harder to keep everyone excited. So I think it's good for our songwriting keeping it up.
Sometimes a band says, oh, we're going to play some new songs now, and you can hear a little groan going around the audience, but you don't tend to get that with yourselves.
I think it's been great, but I think you have to treat it like it's a treat, you know. If it was, I mean, I think it is a treat as well. It's a treat for me, so and I think we know that is the case. People do, you know, people just sometimes do want you to shut up and play the hits, but we're really pushing them. We're trying to sell them as much as possible. Yeah. So, you know, because we like them. We love them. We wouldn't play them if we didn't want to play them. So.
Mm. Okay, I'd normally wrap up by asking what your plans are for the rest of the year, but you've already booked it pretty much all of it up. You're travelling around the world, playing festivals. Does it ever get boring?
No, not really, no. We've got a busy year, I think. It's going to be, it seems, like a quiet year, but we've got lots of festivals, trips to South America and all over the place, and also making an album and writing an album and all that. So it's going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, I mean, it never gets. I mean, during every day there will be an element of boredom.
This room is boring.
But then we have one of the most exciting jobs in the world, other than being, let's say, a fireman. You know, but even firemen, I mean,
it's quite boring, I think, most of the time.
No, it's not. I mean, they've got one of the most exciting jobs in the world. And instead of stairs, they have a pole.
Only works one way, though.
And it, well, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Ricky, Simon, thanks very much for having
a
chat. And
can I get a pole on stage?
We'll look for a pole. Well, we just passed the room full of poles, so you should be all right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for having a chat. And, yeah, I hope it goes well tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.